Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist
Nicholas Cole. Vincent Ngala. Jonathan Fritzen.
And news with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. It is Saturday, February 16th, 2003. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in to the show. If you would like to join us in the chat room, go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Sheldon Reynolds' name, and that will bring you into the chat room. If you'd like to give us a call and speak with Sheldon, the number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Let me welcome Joe from Germany in the chat room. Hey, Joe, it's been a while. Welcome. Glad to see you here. We are talking with Sheldon Reynolds today. We spoke to Sheldon last time in 2011 about his last CD, and he has called Feel Good, and he has a brand new CD now called, oh, Lord, I forgot the name of the CD. Let There Be Love. Thank you, Sheldon. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to hear your voice. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good. Just trying to make a, you know, make a joyful noise as we always do.
All right. Well, we're happy to have you back on and happy to see this new CD, Let There Be Love. Tell me about this and how this came to be.
Well, you know, I've spent a few years really kind of diving into my love for astronomy and studying the universe and trying to share knowledge of what I've learned over the years of that, which is not much, but I love it. And at some point I was asking God, what do I do next? You know, where do I go? And what I kept hearing back in my spirit was, you might want to go in the garage where I left you a blessing about 10 years ago with all them songs you wrote. You put them aside. So you might check the garage. The universe will be here.
The garage. And what was in the garage?
Old tapes, stuff I wrote a long time ago and had done mixes on or done demos on or whatever. And they were just sitting there, and I just, you know, you store them in the garage, you know, trying to get them out of the house so the wife won't get, you know, get mad at me for junking the house up. So I just went out in the garage one night with my engineer, and we started tapes, and suddenly I was like, bingo, the bells went off. Dummy, you got music you can put out that's sitting right here waiting for you.
Wow, music that's been sitting in the garage for years.
Sitting in the garage.
Pull it out, and here it is, Let There Be Love. That is so cool. That is so cool.
Yeah. It was just a way of, you know, trying to say something uplifting to people now and say it from my perspective, you know.
Now, I know that you you have been working with some of the former members of Earth, Wind, and Fire, and you have formed a group called Devoted Spirits. Now, are they working with you on this CD?
No, that was a while ago. That was me and Larry Dunn and Morris Pleasant, and we actually changed the name from Devoted Spirits to Elements of Fire.
Okay.
And we did a lot of stuff. We did a bunch of gigs. We even had Stevie Wonder on there with us one time, and we had a ball. It was basically a tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire was what we did, and we still do it sometimes. But Larry's doing his thing, and Morris is doing his thing, and I'm trying to do my thing now. But we come together whenever we get a request to do it, we have a ball, because it's really a special thing.
I bet. And how is Maurice doing these days?
He's good. I spoke with him about, I guess, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and he's good. He's just, you know, just carrying on doing his thing.
Okay. So the last time we talked to Sheldon, as I said, his last CD was called Feel Good. He also had a book out at the time, and he has a new book called A Voice from Heaven. So we'll talk to you about that in just a little bit. But Sheldon sent me 5 songs from the new CD, and I want to get right into playing some of this music from the CD, Let There Be Love. So, Sheldon, I'm going to start with Can't Get Enough. Tell me about this one.
I wrote this with a guy named Hakun Graf, who's a wonderful keyboard player, producer, all of you, just a genius. And we were writing something that was to be sort of an Earth, Wind, and Fire type song. And we just, you know, we wrote it and we just said, man, we got to do something with this. And at the last hour, I got this brainstorm, which I should have gotten a long time before, to have my wife sing the second verse. And lo and behold, we fell in love with it at that point. So, yeah, as quiet as it kept, I'm not the best singer in my house.
Well, I would have to disagree with you there. I've seen you sing a lot of times with Brian, and you do very well.
I thank God for it, but my wife sings in church, and she puts me to shame as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. All right, well, let's take a listen to Can't Get Enough. This is from Sheldon's brand-new CD, Let There Be Love.
Thank you.
Enough from Sheldon Reynolds' brand new CD, Let There Be Love. You can find this CD on his website, SheldonReynolds.com, and on iTunes. So, Sheldon, when you went through the garage and you picked out all of this music, how long did it take you to pick the songs that you wanted to use, and did you have to rewrite some of them?
No, I didn't have to rewrite, but I had to do some editing for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it took, I don't know, I guess about a month of just kind of listening and over-listening and over-scrutinizing and coming back to where I started in the first place, you know, type, you know, pattern. And I think I just ended up going with what made me feel good. You know, it was like, what do I have to say right now? And like that song you just heard was inspired by an Earth, Wind & Fire song called Can't Let Go. And it was just me just trying to say, you know, the same emotions that I think that song was reflecting back then is what this song was about. And we just had a ball with it, you know, and just played around and let it be what it was going to be, as they say.
Okay. And who worked with you on the CD?
Say it again, I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry, who worked with you on the CD?
My engineer is a young genius who's like my other son now. Is Marcos Abrams, and he was the magic behind taking some of the old tapes and making them sound like they were done yesterday. And I would say him, my wife, Marilyn, Akun Graf, and I mean, some of the songs are written by multiple people, so all of us I give credit to.
Okay. Now, are your children, your son and your daughter, are they involved with you in your music, or are they doing their own thing?
My daughter is actually working to be a cosmologist, but a I don't know how to deal with skin. What's it called?
A cosmetologist. Dermatologist. Okay.
Dermatologist. She's like the genius in that area, and she can sing, but she's too shy. So she can really sing, but she's shy. But she does write. And she's kind of like. In my book that you were talking about, she wrote her section of the book she wrote herself. So I didn't touch it because I felt like if it wasn't broke, so what am I going to try to fix?
Well, now let's talk about that book. It's called A Voice from Heaven. Tell us about that.
Well, let me say my son, however, is a former, I should say, drum major for a major university down in the South. And he also now plays keyboards and drums, and he's really pursuing music heavily.
Okay.
So keep a look for him. We do work together.
That was my next question. Are you producing for him?
Yeah, we're working together, and also my wife has two sons, and one of them is interested in being a guitar player. So tune in next week. We'll see what happens there.
Okay.
So he's got a lot of interest, and he pays attention big time, and they can sing.
Okay. All right. All right. So now let's talk about the book, Let There A Voice from Heaven.
The book is, although it is listed as fictional, it really isn't. And it tells a story of me finding my children. And some of the parts are real. Some of it is, you know, embellishment. But in reality, it's inspired by the events that surrounded me finding, or should I really say my children finding me. I didn't know my children before. I knew my son, but I was told he wasn't by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't go into who, but it was a big lie. And my daughter, I didn't even know my daughter existed. And I was finally told because she found me on MySpace. And same place my son found me, actually, but they both found me on MySpace. And the most beautiful transition of events happened that I got to know my kids, and it all happened after my mom passed. And that's why I call it A Voice from Heaven, because my mom never knew her grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe if anybody could get God to correct something and allow them to right a wrong, my mom would have gotten allowed to come back and say, you need to know who's out there. You got two children out here who are looking for you, and they love you.
Hmm.
Because I was at the time that it happened, I had lost my father, and then my mom had passed, and I was going through a divorce, and you know all that good old stuff to make you play the blues was going on, and so it was just a like an angelic delivery all of a sudden. I suddenly had two kids and was flying back and forth to my hometown and where my son is in Baton Rouge, and just, you know, finding out about something that's far more important than stardom and fame and money.
Mm. Wow, that's a great story. That's a great story.
Yeah. So,
I'm glad
you were able
to reconnect with them.
Yeah, well, when I ask anyone who picks it up, it's on Kindle, it's on, you know, Amazon and all that stuff. And if you do, just realize that some of it is, you know, being inspired by, and some of it is the actual event.
All right. Okay, that book is called A Voice from Heaven. And this other book is called...
Under the Same Moon.
Thank you. I'm going crazy here. Thank you for that.
You can find
both of them on his website, SheldonReynolds.com. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That book is actually, it says it's written by me and my wife, but it really is written by Marilyn, my wife. Mm-hmm. And it is really a story of our meeting and falling apart and meeting again and our lives in between. And she really tells it the way it was, and it's just a wonderful love story that really did happen.
Wow. You're a blessed man. You are a blessed man.
God is good.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. Okay, Give My All to You. That's the next song I'm going to play. Tell me about this one.
This was actually written. I wrote it for Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, back when, probably in the mid-90s when I wrote this song. And for whatever reason, it didn't make the record or it didn't happen. But I've always loved the song. And Generation was the first song I found when I was digging in the garage. And I just fell back in love with it and said, this has got to be heard.
All right. From Sheldon's Let There Be Love CD, this is Give My All to You.
Hey, come with me.
Okay. Where to?
To our mountain.
To our mountain?
Remember our mountain, where we put our hands together and we had all these dreams and wishes?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Well, I'm ready to take the first step for the top of that mountain. Will you come with me?
Yes.
my God, Give My All to You. That is from Sheldon Reynolds' new CD, Let There Be Love. Love that. Very nice.
Yeah, that was a special song.
Yes. Now, I was on Twitter, and I saw that you are working with Brian, writing some music. That was in January. Yeah. I saw that. So what's going on with you and Brian?
Brian is my buddy. That's my buddy. He's about to try to do another funk CD, and he wants to make it real special. So he's been, me and him and Ray Parker Jr. have been getting together, and we're just throwing around ideas, and we'll see what lands. But it's been a lot of fun already. We started back in January, and I think we're getting together pretty soon again. So, keep you posted. I don't think he's coming out with it till next year, but it should be fun.
Another funk CD. Okay. Well, Bringing Back the Funk was a nice one. So I'm sure this one will be another nice one as well.
Yeah, we're gonna have some fun on here. He's got some ideas to do something different. So I'm looking forward to this one.
You know, I miss seeing you on stage with Brian. It's been a while.
I miss seeing me on stage with Brian too. Tell him I'm available.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely need to come back.
We had a lot of fun. I'm sure we'll do it again.
Yeah, he's changed up his band. He's working with a new band now. He posted yesterday that they were rehearsing for their tour this year, and I'm going to go see him in April in Seattle. So I'm looking forward to that and seeing who the new band
members are. Say hello to Seattle for me, because I used to live in Seattle, so say hello to Seattle for me.
I sure will. I hope to move there one day, so yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Have you been back since you left?
Oh, many times. We played there with Brian and, different groups and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's some of the best fish in the world. And, I mean, oh, my goodness.
Oh, now, listen, do you eat sushi? Maybe you can recommend a good sushi restaurant.
I have to think about the one. I can't remember the name of it, but I know there's some good ones there.
All right. Well, I will definitely check that out. Now, you had mentioned earlier that you were working, you were involved in astronomy, and I know that you are now working with Astronomy Magazine. Tell us about that.
Well, it's been a lifelong dream to just understand all that God created. That's just been part of me forever. And I don't consider myself an astronomer who's got all this knowledge, but I have taken a lot of time to try to understand what, the basic things, and I love to share that with people and stuff. So Astronomy Magazine is run by a friend of mine who actually grew up in my hometown, and his name is Dave Eicher. And Dave and I discussed about a year and a half, 2 years ago, about me coming on board and just being sort of a inspirational / commentary writer for the magazine. And I've done a few articles and some interviews and just, a lot of fun stuff. And we got stuff planned for, this summer as well. So, and via that, I've been hanging out with people from SETI, and, I mean, it's crazy. One minute I'm a so-called rock star guitar player, and next I'm a geek with, trying to understand Einstein's theory of relativity. But the whole idea is really just to share what we're part of, because as we see, this day before yesterday, we can get a big surprise if we're not looking up at the right time.
Right?
I mean, stuff is out there, and some of it ain't too friendly.
Yes, that was crazy, that meteor hitting Russia like that. That was absolutely crazy.
Yeah, that was the size of a bus.
Wow.
So that rock was about the size of a bus, and it luckily burned up above the ground, so it didn't actually hit the ground. Else it would have been a bigger mess. So we gotta really take time to understand what's above us, because a lot of it is absolutely remarkably beautiful and makes you appreciate God even more. But there's also stuff out there we need to learn how to deflect and get out the way of.
For sure. That's so true. And, in fact, I saw something on Yahoo today. In California, people were saying that they saw something in the sky, and they think it was a break-off of the meteor. But they weren't sure.
Yeah.
Scientists weren't sure.
Yeah, well, it's hard to, you got stuff moving at 17,000 miles and plus an hour, and it's out there and it's dark and it's not lit up most of the time. So unless the radar devices and all the technology catches it, I mean, it's a big surprise. All of a sudden, it's flying in at those speeds, and you can't do anything about it. Too late at that point.
Wow, unreal.
But it's still something that we need to pay attention to and put some funding toward, you know, finding some defense mechanisms.
Yes, I agree. Well, Sheldon was named the contributing editor for Astronomy Magazine, and you can go to astronomy.com to see some of his articles. Now, are you in this month's issue, or is this a monthly publication?
No, but if you go to astronomy.com or you just look up, you know, Sheldon Astronomy, you'll get the articles that I've already done. I think they're still posted and stuff like that, and
okay.
Different things that I've been involved with. They're all still there.
Okay, good. Well, congratulations to you on that.
Hey, I was trying to be, you know, the Black Einstein.
Well, you're doing a good job. I'll have to go and check out some of those articles and see what you're writing about. Okay, the next song, I Am Spirit, Name of Love. Tell me about this one.
Well, I Am Spirit actually came from my favorite uncle. My dad's brother came into my life literally at my dad's passing, and he became like my other father. And he's like my hero, and quiet as it's kept, I believe he used to work for NASA and do stuff like that. So he's like this guy who just shares knowledge beyond belief. And one day he started talking to me, and he said the phrase out of a conversation we had, I am spirit. And I never forgot it. It just stuck with me. And I wrote the music there that you hear with a guy named Frank Funches, and we just basically came up with this idea of I Am Spirit. And I just tied it together, I just basically put that together with the song In the Name of Love, which I wrote with my mom and Maurice White. I mean, it was actually the title cut to an Earth, Wind, and Fire album back in the 90s. And we just, that version you hear is the original version that I had written back then, so we just put them together because it was just a moment that I thought was special that, you know, needed to be put together.
Oh, okay, all right. This is I Am Spirit in the Name of Love.
Yeah. Big band. Big play.
Of love. That is from Sheldon Reynolds' new CD, Let There Be Love. Okay, Sheldon, so what's coming up? Are you performing anywhere in the area that we can, you know, let people know about?
We're working on that as we speak, so just keep posted on my Facebook or on my website, and we're definitely doing it, just trying to work all that stuff out right as we speak.
Okay, good. All right. Anything else you'd like the listeners to know?
Mr. I didn't hear you. Say it again.
Anything else you would like the listeners to know?
Oh, just that I'm thankful for all the support for all these years, and just, you know, let's try to, you know, some of these songs are meant to just so inspire, you know, us taking care of each other, and that's what this is about. It's, we got to take care of each other because there's a lot of negativity in the world, and we all know enough about it. Sometimes we need to hear something positive just to inspire to do some good. You know, people need jobs, they need food, they need, you know, care for each other. So
yes.
Let's you know, I have a dream. That's basically what I'm saying.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to close the show with the last song that I have for the CD. It's called "Is This Love." Tell me about this one.
Oh, it's this is probably written back when I was with the Commodores, and it just maybe joined Earth, Wind, and Fire at some point in that, somewhere in there, and it was really just my idea of how would I write a song that would be a little bit Lionel Richie and a little bit Earth, Wind, and Fire. And it was just something to just, you know, add the Prince flavor to it and, you know, all that stuff. So, you know, it's just really just a combination of all my heroes. Curtis Mayfield was in there, all that stuff is kind of felt in this song. And my one of my heroes, Eric Benet, I'd love to hear him sing this song as well.
Okay, wow, you do have some music that goes back years for you. That's great that you went through these and pulled them out and brought them out for us to hear. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and God bless everybody, and let's make a better vibe with each other.
Yes, yes, indeed. Thank you again, Sheldon. I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk to you again, and thank you again for rescheduling for to this date. I appreciate that.
Hey, God bless and take care of your mom. I know this is, you know, it's a tough battle, but God is with us, and he always is good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
All right, have a good day. All right, that was guitarist Sheldon Reynolds. He's a former member of Earth, Wind, and Fire. His new CD is called Let There Be Love. You can find that on iTunes and on his website, SheldonReynolds.com, and follow him on Facebook as well. Thank you to those in the chat room, Joe from Germany, and the guests. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen. I'm going to close the show with this song, Is This Love? Until next time, keep it smooth.
only believe makes the world go round and round. If you only see, and love is so strong, keep you standing on solid ground. And make your eyes high above the clouds. Celebrate the love you found. It's a really splendid thing to share the kind of love you're giving, baby. Don't you ever leave me, no, no. Honey, I gotta know, is this love you and me the kind of life so true?
Baby, I wanna be your man.